losing four in a row makes you pull your character out of your gut and show everybody what you're about.
Touchdown, a sensational throw and catch. He's in and takes a sack. A spectacular fingertip interception.
Winners of three straight, the Packers have proven to be resilient. But at 7-6, they know there's work to be done.
If you get 10 wins, then let's talk about the playoffs. Until then, it's all white noise.
The Packers' quest for an eighth consecutive playoff berth resumes in Chicago. Packers Today starts right now.
The intensity is boosted up a little bit. It'll definitely be fun.
Despite the 3-10 record, they're playing some of their best ball right now. We'll definitely have our hands full.
Should be a great one, the Bears and Packers.
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Ted Stefaniak, Larry McCarron. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers in just a moment, but the big story right now, how cold is it in Chicago? Just brutally cold. And when the players are trying to get ready for a game like this, has it become more physical or mental in terms of prep for a game like
this? Ted, I think it's a little bit of both, and we're past the prep stage. We're talking about playing the game. And sure, you're going to be cold. That's the physical part. How you deal with it is the mental part, and you got to steel yourself for it. It's not going to be comfortable. You're going to be challenged in that regard, but you got to maintain your focus on the task at hand.
Not factoring in the wind chill, today's game in Chicago will be among the coldest games the Packers have played over the last 50 years. The Ice Bowl, back in December of 1967, had a game-time temperature of minus 13. The Ice Bowl remains the coldest game played in the history of the NFL.
Now, you didn't play in that Ice Bowl game, but I know you played in a few
games.
I'm not
that old, Ted, thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, played in a few games for the Packers. Do you remember your coldest game?
Ted, coincidentally enough, it was played on December 18th, today, in 1983. 3 degrees, minus 15, wind chill at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. And interestingly enough, if we win the game, we go to the playoffs, okay? We needed to score late to take the lead. A little over 3 minutes to go, Lynn Dickey hits Paul Kaufman for a touchdown. We take a 21-20 lead. All we got to do is stop the Bears, and we're going to the playoffs. That was a year we could not stop anybody. That was a 48-47 win over the Redskins. We also lost a game that year, 47-41. We could stop nobody, so the Bears get the ball back, go right up the field, and with seconds remaining, Bob Thomas kicks a ugly 22-yard field goal to win the game for the Chicago Bears. We do not go to the playoffs, and the next day, sadly enough, Bart Starr gets fired, and that's history.
Oh.
That's the coldest game I ever played.
You know, the cold plays such a big part in guys, especially guys that are injured, like Aaron Rodgers, and you just think about how tough Aaron has been through his injuries. A lot of times we put so much emphasis on Brett Favre and historically how well he did when he was injured. But, yeah, take nothing away from Aaron Rodgers. That's one tough dude.
Oh, absolutely. He's right up there with all-timers in regards to playing hurt. When the Packers need Aaron Rodgers, he's out there playing, competing, and not only playing, competing, but playing well.
Yeah, and playing well to the point of 32 touchdown passes this season. That's the most in the NFL. And even though he played hurt last week, he was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. He's played with injuries before, and he knows how to prepare for the game.
There were a lot of injuries over the years, and you just learn about pain management and how to get yourself in the best shape to play on Sunday and then playing with pain. Obviously, I heard it on the third play of the game and had to gut it out, but it'll be about pain management on Sunday. But the good thing is, I'll be out there. I'll be out there and ready to go.
He'll be out there and ready to go because, well, he's Aaron Rodgers. And it's December football, and the Packers still have a lot to play for. Green Bay is still in striking distance, but remain 2 games back of the Lions with just 3 to play. Detroit is in New York today preparing for a noon game against the 9-4 Giants. Larry?
Time for this week's Scouting Report, brought to you by CarMax. And here are five things you need to know about the Chicago Bears.
3-10 or not, bet on the Bears playing hard, real hard. Look at Burnell McPhee go from pass rush to pursuit without missing a beat. That is effort.
We've talked about it all day today. Don't pay attention to the record. Just trust what you see on film, and what you see on film is not a 3-10 team.
The Bears suffer from a lack of playmakers on offense, but they are getting Alshon Jeffrey back after a four-game suspension. The Packers held him to just 3 catches and 33 yards in the first meeting. But Jeffrey is in a contract year. He's got 3 games to make a financial statement.
He's a big, strong guy who can go up and make, you know what I'm saying, contested catches or whatever, and he's going to be fresh. So you got to look out for those things.
Dances into the end zone. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
The Bears have a top 10 defense, and its strength is on the line of scrimmage.
In trouble, down he goes. Sacked by Willie Young.
Willie Young, rookie Leonard Floyd, and Akeem Hicks all have 7 or more sacks, and 2 of Floyd's came against the Packers.
From his first game to this game, I think he's gotten a lot better, a lot more comfortable with what it looks like in defense, and doing some good things.
Down he goes. The sack is made by Leonard Floyd, the rookie.
Jordan Howard was just an interesting fifth-round pick back in October, but he's become a legitimate featured back.
Howard blasting 35, stiff arm to midfield and more. Big first down run.
Anyone with a 5-yard average after 194 carries is the real deal.
He's a north and south runner. Hard to get down. You can see it on film. A lot of guys, 1-2, bouncing off him. It's going to be a great challenge going against him, and he's a good back.
The Bears are on their third quarterback, and Matt Barkley is consistently inconsistent.
Leading him to the end zone! Touchdown, Bears!
That's a beautiful throw. But leading a wide-open receiver out of bounds is not.
Some people may say Matt Barkley's not that guy. We think otherwise. You know, he can go out there, he can make big-time throws. He can lead that offense to, you know, down the field and score touchdowns. So we're going to prepare for that, Matt Barkley, and go from there.
And, you know, Ted, at this time last week, we were kind of going over reasons not to overestimate the Seattle Seahawks. Today I feel the need, don't underestimate the Chicago Bears. They do have a running game. You talk about the weather and all that good stuff. They do have a running game. They do have a good defense. Those things play well in lousy weather, and they're playing at home. Do not underestimate the Chicago Bears.
But when it comes to their defense, you talked about how good they are up front. Maybe in the secondary, maybe opportunities for the Packers to strike offensively against them, because they are pretty young and they are a little banged up.
No question. That is hardly the strength of the Chicago Bear defense. But keep in mind, they're ranked 7th overall, and because their front group, and particularly on the line of scrimmage, as I mentioned in the scouting report, and pretty much the front 7, because that group is formidable, it protects that back end.
Coming up next.
Over the middle, intercepted!
Yes! Morgan Burnett's play against the Seahawks was versatility personified. Wait until you see this week's Chalk Talk. And if you like paybacks, we've got you covered there too. Larry's all fired up to show you a couple of plays involving Davante Adams and Seahawks quarterback Richard Sherman. Don't miss it. Packers Today is back after this timeout.
Rainbows the middle. Jordy Nelson, he's got it. Touchdown! 59, 66, 73 yards. Touchdown!
out of the end zone for Jordy, and it's caught. Touchdown!
The chemistry between Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson is at times indescribable. Sitting at 57, their next scoring connection will make them the most prolific touchdown-producing tandem in Packers history. Look at the names on the list. Packer fans have been treated to some pretty special play the last 25 seasons. Larry?
This season, we've seen Morgan Burnett play safety, dime back, and inside linebacker. The magic is not that he can play a variety of positions. Morgan's magic is that he makes plays wherever he plays, as we shall see in this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros.
Against Seattle, the Packers played a lot of a nickel defense with Burnett at inside linebacker. They call it Nitro. As you'd expect, Morgan's safety range is a plus at linebacker in pursuit and in containing a mobile quarterback. Somewhat unexpected, his ability to play the run right at him. But 300-pound linemen can't hit what they can't catch.
Morgan's an instinctive guy. Thought he did a nice job, playing the run up in there.
Burnett also played some conventional safety, that last line of defense. This play looks like a problem. Morgan solves it. Now the Packers are in their base 3-4, and somebody's got to cover all 6'7 and 265 pounds worth of Jimmy Graham. That somebody is Morgan Burnett.
Snap to Wilson, rush on. Wilson throws it over the middle. Intercepted. Yes. Down the right sideline. Morgan Burnett to the 30. Out of bounds.
It was just a man-to-man coverage. I kind of felt what route he was about to do, so I just went on and undercut it. DP always tell us, if you're going to undercut a route, you better make sure you get your hands on the ball. So I was able to get my hands on it and come away with a pick.
Meanwhile, back in the box, Burnett is not a linebacker this time. Technically, he's a walked-up safety, but it really doesn't matter because he makes plays wherever he plays.
He's one of the most coachable guys that I've been around. He's going to really work at it. He's going to attempt to do things exactly the way you ask him to do them. And he's a guy that's been around here that can handle those things. Morgan responded and played really an outstanding game.
And Ted, Pro Bowl rosters are going to be announced soon. And if Morgan Burnett has not had a Pro Bowl caliber season, I've never seen one. He's played outstanding football.
He sure has. Right now, it is top play time. It's become one of my favorite segments, Larry.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
And I know you've got a different spin on it this week.
Absolutely, because this week we have a precipitating play. First play of the second quarter. 25-yard pass to Randall Cobb. Away from the action, Devontae Adams is running a crossing route. He is away from the play, and Richard Sherman comes and attacks him from behind, drills him right in the back. Absolutely, positively, flag comes out, personal foul, no flag, no penalty. It was just a royal cheap shot. Now, Adams got up and got right back in a shoving contest with Sherman, and what comes around goes around. Fast forward to the fourth quarter. Remember the Jeff Janis touchdown? Well, Devontae Adams is split out to that side of the field, and guess who he has to block? Good old Richard Sherman. So Adams is stalking him, and Sherman's starting to react, and Sherman slips and falls. And as he's trying to get up, Adams attacks and drives him right back into the Lambeau Field turf. It was beautiful. And then, as Sherman is trying to get up again, Adams attacks again. It was tremendous, especially when you consider that precipitating play. And then, as it unfolds, Richard Sherman is all discombobulated. He's actually facing the end zone, spinning out towards the sideline, lost total track of Jeff Janis. He didn't know if he's on foot or horseback. Davante Adams getting the last laugh on Sherman. That is my play of the week.
Still to come, giving back. Aaron Rodgers has joined forces with the Salvation Army. We'll tell you about his incredible gesture. Plus, taking time to provide extra motivation to some young men and women who are working towards a more promising future. Packers Today is back after this timeout. Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. What a sight inside the Lambeau Field atrium earlier this week. On Monday, Aaron Rodgers held an autograph signing session in support of the Salvation Army. In the hour that Aaron Rodgers signed, more than $21,000 was raised. Aaron even bought pizza for those who had been waiting in line all day. What's more, Aaron is matching the donations from all the player signings that have taken place over the last month. The total will be announced early next week. Now we turn from raising money to lifting spirits. A few of the Packers had a chance to visit Fort McCoy, Wisconsin earlier this week. They were guest speakers at Challenge Academy. Packers videographer Mike Vandersnick had a chance to join them. The day began when they departed Green Bay in a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter.
Guard copter 23626.
124.4, and have a good morning.
The Challenge Academy is a state of Wisconsin program for our 16 to 18 year old high school dropouts.
Move up, T-Sir.
They are behind in high school. Usually they come to us with freshman, sophomore level credits. They come to us with that lack of self-discipline and that need to reestablish the habit of discipline.
Every morning we have to collect bears' maintenance. We have to make sure everything's clean very well.
We put these kids in an environment where there's no cell phones, there's no TV, no radio. There's a zero truancy rate at the Challenge Academy because we march the kids to school.
Integrity! Honor!
It's just incredible to watch the growth sometimes when you put kids in a healthy environment.
You guys don't have TV, nothing.
Nope.
Where there's good role models and not all of the junk of society.
I didn't really know this sort of even was out there, and to be able to come here and see this and see the change that's happening in these young adults' lives in the matter of 5 months is unbelievable.
Just never take anything for granted. Just use every single day to get better, because you're not guaranteed anything in life.
I didn't know, you know, stuff like this even existed, and I think that's what better way to better your life than come here.
When you feel like quitting, what do you think of when to keep you going?
For me, I think it's knowing that I played not only for myself but for others.
Seeing how much these kids have grown throughout these 5 months, it's unbelievable to see what they can do moving forward. And as long as they stick to what they learned through these 5 months, it's going to be an unbelievable life for each and every one of them.
To learn more about Challenge Academy, check them out at challengeacademy.org. When we return, Larry and I have a matchup you need to look for. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Here's a look at the series matchup between the Packers and the Bears. Today's game marks the 194th all-time meeting of the league's oldest rivals. With a win today, the Packers would even the series for the first time since 1933. Of note, the Packers have won the last five games played in Chicago. Larry, what's the matchup you're looking for this week?
I don't think it's going to change the game, but it's going to be interesting to see. Dean Lowry has been coming on lately. You know, he has a sack in two straight games. Sometimes he may be in Josh Sitton's neighborhood. Now, when Sitton left Green Bay, Dean Lowry was wet behind his ears, just learning the ropes. And sometimes as a veteran player, you start thinking, I remember this kid from camp. I mean, I got this guy. Dean Lowry's a much better football player now. So when those two are in the same congested area, I'll be interested to see how it goes.
All right. And don't forget, next week, that's a noon game. That's on Christmas Eve. That's a Saturday. So our show is moving to Saturday as well, 9 o'clock in your local market. And you can also find us on Packers.com. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Have a great day, everybody. And thanks for watching Packers Today.